हाँ ना,
हेलो।
Good morning.
Good
Good
morning.
morning.
Our class today continues the study of Psalm 78.
I'm going to be.
Okay. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Or if you're in a mobile device, it's at the bottom of the page, usually. Once the landing page, Unique Astrological Times, has been opened up, scroll down to the section titled Ta'anit Dibur, the Fast of Words. And there's a link under there titled Psalms Landing Page for Psalms 69 to 150. When you open that up, scroll down to Psalm or Tehillim 78, and within that section, though, there will be a link to open up the Nechon Mamre page for Psalms. And when that opens up, scroll down to Psalm 78. And we will be starting with the last verse we did last week, or the last time we met. And that will be verse 32, or Pasuk 32. And that is where we will start after Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkim ke bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Liyakwa Lashem yudhe babadhe. Bayehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononeihu. V'kol zot katuot v'lo he'eminu v'nichliot av. For all this they sinned still, and believed not in his wondrous works. There are seven words in this verse. Seven is indicating the unity of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. It indicates a connection to the physical world. And this is why the word believe is being used, even though belief has an essence of doubt within it. And there are 31 letters which connects to the name of God, El, Kel, Aleph, Lamed. And remember, this psalm is actually expressing appreciation and wonder for all of the miracles, the overt miracles that Hashem has performed for the Jewish people from the time of Moses until the destruction of the first temple. Or maybe it's the second day. My memory fails. Pasuk 33. V'kal behevel yemehem ushnotam ba'behala. Therefore he ended their days as a breath, and their years in terror. The second word in the Hebrew is vahevel, and it's being translated as a breath, as a phrase. But hevel is the name of the first, or the one of the sons of Adam. And Hevel, along with Cain and Adam, are considered the progenitors of the human race in Judaism. While Adam is the progenitor for everyone, when it comes to reincarnation, Hevel and Cain are also involved. And so they're considered the Keter Hachman Bina level, is one way of understanding that. But Bahevel has a gematria of 39. Which is a connection to the Mashiach through the word Tal, which is do. The five words connects to the five worlds. And so you get to a sense of what this verse is connecting to. Because he ended their days as a breath does not really make sense per se without truly understanding in what way is years in terror while days as a breath. What is that telling you, and how does that relate to miracles? Because the purpose of terror is to wake people up. The purpose of being afraid is to turn to God. And that is appropriate for what's happening in our world today. And there are 24 letters which connect to the 24 hours of the day, the 12 of light and the 12 of dark. Verse 30. Im haragam udrashuhu vishavu vishiharu el. When he slew them, then they would inquire after him and turn back and seek God earnestly. If it would only happen today. And that is one aspect that we can do in our prayers today, is to send light to people, every person, to wake up and turn to Hashem. Six words represents Zeranpin, the spiritual world. It represents the six major emotions. It represents the spiritual without unity with the physical, indicating that it's incomplete. Verse 35. Vayizkiru ki Elohim tzuram u'el elyon go'alam. And they remembered that Elohim was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer. There are seven words that connect to the unity of Zeranpin and Malkut, the unity of the spiritual and the physical. And that is one aspect that is required for the redemption to occur. That the spiritual must be connected to the physical. We've spoken about the number 29 many times, and it's a difficult number to understand until you remember that 29 is Kaf Tet. And these are the letters that, according to the Sefer Yetzirah, created the month of Av, Kodesh Av. And Av translates as father. And so the 29 letters is connecting us to Hashem as the father. Verse 36. Vayipatuhu befihem uvilshonam yikazvu lo. But they beguiled him with their mouth and lied unto him with their tongue. Who is this verse referring to? Can you beguile Hashem? So who's being referred to here? The five words connect to the five worlds. But can you truly understand this verse as it translates? Twenty-six letters connects to Hashem through the gematria of 26 is the gematria of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. When you promise God as a little child, if only the Dodgers will win tonight, I will be good tomorrow. That's what this is referring to. We all have done it. We all do it. We speak to God and we say we will be changed. We will return to Him. That's what's meaning, the word, the meaning of beguiling Him. Because you're really fooling yourself. Unless you choose to truly change yourself, there is no teshuvah. If you truly try, Hashem will help you. So when you do fall back and slip back into the old patterns of behavior, you were trying to beguile Hashem because you lied to yourself. And each of us lie to ourselves many times in many ways. And this verse helps you overcome that attitude and realize that you lie to yourself. Because many people don't. Many people stay in that moment like a child. The difference between a child and an adult. A child feels what it feels, happiness, joy, pain, suffering, frustration. Whatever it is feeling at that moment, it thinks will last forever. An adult knows that emotions change and recognizes that change can happen. But when it comes to teshuvah, there's no room for changing that feeling of regret. It must be felt at the core of your being. Then Hashem helps you to achieve the complete teshuvah, the completion of returning to Him. Verse 37. Ulibam lo nachon nimo. Ulo ne'em nu bivrito. For their heart was not steadfast with Him, neither were they faithful in His covenant. Seven words connects to the unity of Zerampin and Malchut, the spiritual with the physical. The English translation is telling us we're not faithful. Not faithful to the covenant, not faithful to Hashem. And yet, the seven words, it shows us that Hashem is still with us. No matter what we do, no matter how we abuse Him, as a parent, if your child did to you what Hashem, we do to Hashem, would you forgive him? And we would all say, yes, we do. Yes, we would. But it's only true about Hashem. Seven letters gives you all of the energy of the vessel, all of the energy of the 27 letters of the Aleph Bet, including the final forms. you think about these last few verses, do you perceive miracles in those verses? On the surface, no. But truly, they are miraculous in Hashem's patience, his slowness to anger, all of the 13 attributes of mercy. They're all miraculous because we don't earn those miracles. His love for us is a miracle. And that's truly what's being expressed in these last few verses. Verse 38.
Willu rachum yikaper awam willo yashchit v'hirba l'hashiv apo willo yair kol hamato.
But he, being full of compassion, forgives iniquity and destroys not. Yea, many a time doth he turn his anger away and does not stir up all his wrath. And we know that Hashem breaks up the tikkunim into bite sizes, into smaller portions, so that we can handle it. Because if we had to handle the full strength of an individual tikkun, none of us could do so. And in his mercy, he allows it to be broken up. He breaks it up. Yes, we have to achieve the tikkun, the correction, but we do it in stages. That's the miracle. That's the mercy. There are 13 words in this pasuk. 13 is echad, it's unification. And 49 letters. Does 49 ring a bell to you? It should. It's the 49 days of the counting of the Omer that we are approaching. Remember what Passover actually is. It's light that we have not earned. It's given for free. There's no bread of shame on the night of the first Seder. But then we start the process of earning that light because it went away. We're given the taste, the light of freedom, and then it's taken away and we have to earn it. We do so through the counting of the Omer for 49 days. Until we reach that 50th day of Shavuot, where that same light of Pesach returns, that same light of freedom. But didn't we get the Torah on Shavuot? That's the connection. Because freedom without the Torah is not freedom. Pasuk 39. We've spoken about the number 39 just a few minutes ago. Do you remember what it is? It's Tal. Look at the Hebrew letters in bold. Lamed Tet. 39. Tal. If you reverse the letters, it's Tet Lamed Tal. The dew of the Mashiach, the anointing dew. That Elijah will come and pronounce the Mashiach and anoint him with the dew, just as Samuel did with King David, as well as with King Shaul. Vayizkor ki basar hema ruach olech v'lo yashuv. So he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and comes not again. Eight words. What does the number eight connect to? It connects to the world that is coming, Olam Haba. It connects to the Sefirah of Bina. Connects to the energy store. It connects to the mother, the nourishing, the nurturing of Hashem. Seven letters, all of the energy of the alphabet, including the final letter forms, all of the energy of the vessel of the reception, which is ultimately the revelation of all of the light of the endless world. Verse 40. Kama yamruhu bamibar yatsiruhu bishimon. How often did they rebel against him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Look at this last word in Hebrew, Bishimon. Shimon is harsh judgment. It's a tribe of harsh judgment. The first two letters, Bet and Yud, have a gematria of 12. We normally wouldn't put the Yud there. Why is it there? To add up to 12. Because this is indicating that harsh judgment should have been applied to all 12 tribes. And yet in his mercy, he accepted this behavior. Yes, it was punished. It's being punished. Yes, the effect of this horrible behavior in the desert was a long exile. It's still going on, this exile. But it doesn't have to. People think they need to see the redemption. And so they wait for the redemption. But trust and certainty comes from when you do not need to see the redemption, because you know it's there. The purpose of the long exile, and it is an extremely long exile, and the longer it has gone on, the more we forget our connection to Hashem, the more difficult our connection to Hashem remains for us to find. But it is the finding of that connection to Hashem that connects you to the redemption that is the Olam Haba while you're in Olam Hazeh. The coming world while you're in this world, it is achievable. We can make that happen. If you have the consciousness, if you have the idea that it is possible, you can achieve it. What you cannot conceive, you make no effort for. Will the redemption happen? It has already happened. But I'm from Missouri, some people say. I have to see it before I will believe it. And unfortunately, there are too many of those people still in this around in this world. Not unfortunate that there are people around, but it's unfortunate that they're not open to perceive how Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba can be the same thing. Verse 41. Vayashuvu vaynasu el ugosh Yisrael kitvu. And still again they tried God and set bounds to the Holy One of Israel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. It's not a unity with Malchut. It's not. It's the emotions. It's there on pin. It's the male level of sharing without a vessel to receive the share. Seven letters, the revelation of all of the light of the endless world, as we discussed a few minutes ago. But I would like to spend a minute or so looking at the word Yisrael. There are many, many, many deeper levels to that word. Each letter connects to one of the forefathers or foremothers. Yaakov and Yosef in the Yud, Sarah in the Shin, Rachel in the Resh. Aleph is connected to unity, and the Lamed to Leah. But if you put the Yud with the Lamed at the end of the word, Li, you have Rosh, Resh, Aleph, Shin. Rosh, Li means your head or my head, Lee. To me, it's translated as to me. The head to me. Connection to Hashem is built into the word Israel. Now, who is an Israeli? Someone born in the modern state of Israel, the land of Canaan? Or is it someone born to a Jewish mother? Or is it someone who has chosen a spiritual life, a spiritual path? Someone who works in the mud, in the physical world, to reveal the light of the Creator. To reveal the Creator. This is an Israeli. Verse 42. Lo zachru et yado yom asher padam mini itzar. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary. When were we redeemed from the adversary? And who is the adversary? You all know the answer to who is the adversary. It's Satan. When were you redeemed from Satan? On the day of the gift of the Torah. On the day you left Egypt. So why did we choose to go back to Egypt? Why did we allow the golden calf to be built? Because we listened to our mind and not to our heart. But that is something for each and every one to find for themselves. It's a truth. It applies today. If only people would realize it. Verse 43. Asher sam b'mitzrayim ototav umoftav b'sdei tzoam. How he set his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan. Seven words indicating a unity of Zeranpin and Malchut, the physical with the spiritual. Letters connecting us to the name of God, El. Where is El in the hierarchy of the Sephirot? Is it Chochmah? Is it Keter? Is it Bina? You should know this. Verse 44. Yeorehem
v'noslehem bal yishtavun.
Actually, that last word should be yishtayun. And he turned their rivers into blood so that they could not drink their streams. Six words. judgment without unity of the physical and the spiritual. What is the river of blood? The first plague. Excuse me. Nine letters, as we know from earlier discussion today, connects us to Hashem, the Father. Verse 45. Yishalach bahim orov v'yoklem utzpardeya. He sent among them swarms of flies, which destroyed them, and frogs, which destroyed them. The Midrash says that there was only one frog. And because one Egyptian tried to kill that frog, it split into six. And as other Egyptians tried to kill the frogs, the six frogs, they multiplied into six again until they literally jumped into the fires of the ovens, baking pates and pans and cookies, and they didn't croak, they didn't die in the oven. They waited patiently. And when the Egyptian ate them, they went into the belly of the Egyptian. And then they started to croak from within the belly of the Egyptian. This is the Midrash. But what is it telling us? What do we learn from this story? That within us is the negativity. And we can get rid of the frog, the negativity, if we want. But we have to recognize it as being within us first. And we're still, many of us are still pointing away. It's not me, it's the other guy. You mean that angel that Hashem sent you to wake you up, to help you fix yourself, to recognize the negativity within you? Verse 46. Vayiten lecha asil yehulam. He gave also their increase into the caterpillar and their labor into the locust. Have you ever thought of the plague of locusts that is currently decimating the Sudan? Those are the same locusts from the attack of Egypt. How many years ago? 3,400 years ago? Why did we go back down to five words in this verse to connect to the five worlds? Four letters indicating the 12 hours of darkness and the 12 hours of light. Verse 47.
Yaharod Babarad Gavnam Vashikmotam Bahanamal. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore trees with frost. Five words again. Four letters again. Are you making the connections? Verse 48. Vayasker labarad beiram umiknehem larshafim. He gave over their cattle also to the hail and their flocks to fiery bolts. Five words. Twenty-seven letters. We know what this means. The 49th verse. Yishalach bam karon apo evra wazam v'tzara mishlachat malake ra'im. He sent forth upon them the fierceness of his anger, his wrath and his indignation and trouble, ascending of messengers of evil. Ten words connecting to the ten plagues, connecting to the ten sephirot. Nine letters connecting to the redemption through the dew of the anointing oil of the Messiah. I'm going to talk about this verse a little bit, and so it'll be the last verse for today because we're getting close to being out of time. Hashem sent Jacob and the 70 members of his family to Egypt. And he did so because they needed to become a nation. And they needed to become a nation in a cauldron under pressure, which is what happened. Hold a second, I'll be right back. So he sent them to Egypt and they did their job. They were the cauldron. They were the pressure. So why are they punished? This is what he wanted them to do. So why are they punished? The answer that the sages give us is very clear. They were punished because they exceeded what was necessary. And for the most times, most people, we wouldn't really care. They were punished because they exceeded what was necessary. But this is a lesson for each one of us in our lives today. Are we exceeding what is necessary in staying away from Hashem? Are we exceeding what is necessary in how we treat other people in a negative way? How we speak Lashon Hara? Are we doing the same things that the Egyptians did? Satan went to Hashem at the moment of the Red Sea splitting, and he asked, what's the difference between these and these? Between the children of Israel and the people of Egypt. They both sin. They both do the same thing. And the sages didn't answer that question. But it is an obvious answer. At the time of the redemption, the sages tell us that the children of Israel were redeemed because they did not eat the bread of Egypt. They didn't eat non-kosher. They did not change their names to Egyptian names. They kept their language. They kept their own identity. They kept separate, living in Goshen. And the third answer, the third reason, they didn't change their clothing. But that's a metaphor. That's explaining the concept of what is your clothing? What is the purpose behind your clothing? Do you wear your clothing to be pronounced, to be noticed? Or as the children of Israel were taught by Jacob, you don't try to be noticed. You'll be noticed by your actions, not by your clothing. Are we exceeding what is necessary? Is a question we need to ask ourselves each and every day. That's the end of our class for today. Does anybody have any questions? While you're unmuting, I will mention that tomorrow night's Motzi Shabbat, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayikel. On Sunday morning, our 10:30 class, remember these times are all West Coast times, our 10:30 class will continue our preparation for the days of Nisan, which are very necessary preparation for the Pesach holiday. And our 3 o'clock class will be continuing our discussions and teachings of the advanced reincarnation classes. So does anyone have any questions?
No, but thank you.
Thank you.
I've never gotten so many interruptions as I did today. I'll be thankful for the recording. Thank you so much.
Shabbat shalom to all. Shalom. Shabbat gadol. Shalom gadol. And remember the reading for this Shabbat is the special maftir, is the para aduma, the removal of death, which is necessary to achieve freedom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.